This is the Radio Committee meeting of August 10th, 2020, starting at 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening this meeting. Here on this call, myself, we have Pat Logan, Janet Coleman, Carolyn Burden, and our special guest of the day, Linda Perry. All right. Did I miss anyone? Okay, so let me read through this tentative agenda that I've come up with and see how folks want to proceed. Number one, choose a pro temp secretary and a pro temp chair. Two, discuss the July 31st LSB show, the one that just aired. Three, discuss the offer to have a rotating one-hour slot for the LSB show, and I'll read Linda's email. Four, choose two implementers for the third LSB show of 2020. Five, choose someone to handle promotion, cart and online announcements of the third show.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Choose someone to handle promotion,
meaning
a cart and online announcements of the third
right.
show. Six, discuss the mechanics of doing the third show during the station shutdown, whether we use Zoom or some other means. Seven, choose someone to interact with program director regarding the date of the third show. I don't know if that's if that one will be necessary since Linda's on the call with us.
Right.
And then eight, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. All right, so any objections to that agenda or any modifications?
Nope.
All right, well, hearing none, let's get underway. I will volunteer to be the pro tem secretary and pro tem chair.
Second that. Suggestion.
You're hired, absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. Discuss the July 31st LSB show. So did anyone on the call besides myself hear that show?
I heard
Pat,
it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What about Pat or...
I heard most of the... Almost all of the first hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, at some point the signal went off the air. And then
it went out.
It was only on the stream. Were you able to make an internet connection for the rest of it?
I fell asleep for a while, and when I woke up, I got the end on the stream.
Okay. All right. So that's something. All right. Janet or Carolyn, did you hear any of it?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. So, Pat, let's...
No, I didn't either. Mm-mm.
I don't
okay,
remember anything.
You don't remember anything?
Don't ask me. I don't remember.
Okay.
I heard a lot about it.
Okay. Linda, you want to share your thoughts? Did I hear you correctly? You said you heard it?
Yes, I heard it. I thought it started out really nicely. I liked hearing Manya. I liked hearing, the way that it all began. I thought that Bashir was a little stiff, but I
who
liked
was? Who was stiff?
Bashir.
Bashir was a little stiff, but I liked how he did it. It was, I thought that before we went off the air, that the phone calls, I believe that there were phone calls and they went on too long, but definitely when we went off the air and we were streaming, it went too long. It was a technological disaster. There's nothing else we could say about it. It was just a disaster. We lost our ability to go to the transmitter. One of our lines was down. And no one had thought to take one of our Comrexes and put it in the transmitter and reconfigure it so that we could have gone directly to the transmitter. This was all compounded by the fact that Max does not have a cell phone, nor is there for $9.99 a month an internet cell phone that could be used as we used to with that blue cell phone. So I had to poor Bessier. I had to message him. I was on the phone with Jake and with Grayson at the same time, who could not reach Max, and we were sending Max in to reset the equipment, which was on the top of the rack in that room there. And it was just, you know, and then pull out the two plugs and then wait 60 seconds and try it again if it didn't work. And let's wait for this, and messages going back and forth. And all this while the LSB meeting was on. And in terms of the phone calls that were taken, I don't think there was anything that positive that came out of the callers, like, oh, you guys, you know, you're in the middle of a pandemic and you're doing virtual broadcasting. And congratulations, and we love you. And none of that, no love was shown far as I could. Very little love was shown. I'm almost done. And so I think that the phone calls need to be commandeered better. I think there needs to be a stopwatch on the calls, as there are for the members of the LSB. At one point, everyone was asked to respond to the questioners, but when William got on, nobody asked, you know, are there questions for William? So, I mean, those are a couple of the observations I had, but I was really involved with trying to figure out why we were off the air. And, you know, we had no phones either. So basically we were just dead in the water, basically. But we were streaming, so it was odd that we were able to stream but not able to broadcast, and that was because the transmitter link was down and no alternative had been set up. So the technical stupidity and lack of safeguards is extremely upsetting to me as a person who tries to, you know, who works with people who are working so hard to do their shows, you know, and plan them out. And we have had, you know, quite a few failures, technologically speaking. And in addition, to compound everything else, during the pandemic, what we wanted to do, because I spoke to people at NYCOSH and elsewhere, is have two studios in operation so that there's a three-hour separation between somebody in one studio and somebody in the other studio. But in the midst of all of this, the main old studio has been taken down to reconfigure it. So there were problems, and Sean can talk more about that because he's been there, in terms of the switching between studios was problematic. So now we don't have that ability when we do go back to use both studios. And in addition to that, so that we can go back, I'm just like loading it on, so that we can go back, I ordered two air filters that are really good, like they're 0.01% of small particles can get through. So that, you know, so that's like a real safeguard in each of the studios. And that should be in there by tomorrow, an air purifier. So, and then, you know, there's been other problems with, like, you know, making sure the guy who sends the mail doesn't come into the facility. You know, there are all of these various things are going on. So back to the LSB. It was too bad, and I'd like to redo it and give whoever those people are who were on it another chance, because I don't think it really went through to the larger, like, you might want to give those people another chance. So those are my two suggestions. Do a retry on that one and limit the phone calls.
Okay. Pat, does any of what Linda said jog your memory, or can I go with my thoughts?
Oh, and Carolyn here, I forgot that I did actually hear some of it as Linda was speaking, and I certainly would like to go after you and Pat.
Okay. Pat?
Yeah, the phone calls were very disappointing. I mean, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what can be done about this, you know, but we can't not have phone calls. And
gotcha.
Probably on occasion we'll get great phone calls, but it's unfortunate to waste time with the bad ones and the inconsequential ones. But certainly
did the callers sound like long time listeners or dedicated listeners or old timers or just people passing through?
They sounded like long-time listeners.
They did?
Yeah. Pat, are you finished? I could speak to Janet's question and then give my thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, do speak to that.
I agree with Linda. From a technological standpoint, it was a disaster. and I was stressed out on my own end you know, trying to get people on the call, which was another drama in itself because people forgot when they were supposed to be on or didn't have the number in front of them or this, that, and the other. But what I did, I had the luxury of going back and listening to the air check so I could hear what not only went on the air but also what went on the stream and listened in a relaxed manner. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. But the callers that we had that went on the stream, there were one or two, actually there were two, that were very good. They were encouraging. They spoke to the issues at hand. One was Kate, and I think the other guy's name was Scott. They were very, they got on the stream. But Kate in particular spoke about community and fostering you know, collaboration between the various communities, but also collaboration between the station and getting well, various members of the community to tell their stories, and having BAI as a place of top quality information. And you know, they spoke about how things used to be in the old days, meaning the 60s and 70s, and you know, tie that into the present and looking ahead towards the future. So, and in terms of the reports given, there were good things said among each of the reports. I amazingly found myself agreeing with Errol and William in terms of their reports. I particularly enjoyed hearing the secretary, Charlotte Albright, give her a perspective, being a newcomer, a youth newcomer as well at that, and she spoke about her visions when she came on board as the secretary and on the LSB, and she made the observation that that was quickly tempered by the reality of the situation. And, you know, she's willing to, you know, learn and stick with it. And she was very encouraging and felt hopeful for BAI. So that's why I say I had the luxury of hearing all of that, because I listened in a relaxed manner to the air check. But if I heard just what went on the air, I would agree with Linda. it wasn't very satisfying. But again, because I had this other perspective, I could see, no, there were some bright spots. There were some bright moments. And in terms of the callers, yes, they were longtime listeners. I didn't get the sense that we had anyone new who were just turning the dial and just wanted to get on the air to hear themselves talk. No, these were people who were invested, longtime listeners to the station. I have to point out that like Jack with the June show, Basir didn't do a very good job of keeping time constraints on the reports. He allowed people to go over, and he also did the foreboding thing, which was to interview board members, which is the facilitator is never to do. In terms of him feeling stiff, well, I would qualify it as being rather slow in his delivery, rather, you know, methodical, and he didn't speak in a, you know, in a fluid kind of manner. Right. Except when there were problems with trying to get us back on the air, then he was very fluid there. And all of that again was going on the stream, and the time was taken away from the report itself. You know, to instruct Max, hey, Max, do this or do this or do that. In terms of having board members have a second go at it, well, that would be a first. I was thinking maybe to just edit that air check and just have that air at a different time without all the, you know, the mishigosh going on, and just allow people to hear the reports and, you know, hear the quality of the callers. I don't know, but that was just a random thought. I don't know about that. Okay, Carolyn, so that's all I have to say in terms of my perspective on that show. Carolyn, what were your thoughts? Now that you remember.
Yeah, thank you. I did hear a little bit. I think I tuned out before all the technical problems were solved, and like Pat, I fell asleep at some point. But I would really like to see a couple of things. One is a regular station report hour, LSB, and rotating maybe, you know, the program director and the general manager, various people around, just so students and people listening, members, could actually tune in at a certain hour every day of the month that they, you know, was on schedule without rotating it and changing it too much, and find out something about the station. And that would be a good chance to, you know, mention a fun drive, but also talk about other things that were going on, if and when we have other things going on. So that's my one of my problems with the scheduling. The other another has to do with, you know, the time thing is really important. I remember when we first started out, everybody was timed. The Maitre d', the producer, was prepared and had a timesheet and stated the rules at the beginning. You know, you'll have 2 minutes to do this, and then other board members will have 5 minutes in which to question you, and then the next person. You know, it was well planned. There must have been a run sheet somewhere that somebody was following. This seemed a little bit unprepared to me. I don't know if that's the word to use, but it was very lax. And the timing and so on, there was no sense of urgency or what people were going to do next and when there would be a chance to ask questions and when not. So that to me, that was a serious flaw. The good things, I agree with everything you said, but I would like to, I heard Linda say that Max didn't have a cell phone. I don't know whether he doesn't own one or he just didn't have it with him, but...
Doesn't own one.
You know...
He doesn't own one.
Well, okay, this is a serious problem. I mean, PNB, yes. We're going back like 10 years now when I was on the PNB, and we had people on the PNB who either didn't have a computer or didn't know how to use one or just use it as an excuse that they didn't have access to one. This is unthinkable. It should be, you know, people are supposedly doing something called technology. And I said the PNB should either make it a requirement that to get elected to the board, you have to know how to use a computer, and now you have to know how to use Zoom or other interactive media. But also, if you can't afford one, speak up and the board will pay for it. You cannot be a member of a board of a radio station without a radio, maybe, or access to one, or a cell phone. That's ridiculous. So I think I'm proposing, Linda, that maybe Pacifica WBAI buy Max a cell phone and instruct him on how to use it.
It's really essential because you have to be able to, and this includes producers, you have to be able to contact at the radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
and
if
yes,
the phones aren't working.
There should be more of a backup. I was surprised. Linda's explanation made good sense. What doesn't make good sense is that there has never been a written protocol of emergencies and what to do. There should be, you know, a run sheet, an emergency book like pilots have if something goes wrong. The co-pilot opens the book and reads them from step 1 to step 301, and they bring down the plane safely. So there really should be a manual of how to deal with things that might come up. And
a co-pilot.
Equipment nets, and that would be very helpful with a cell phone. And it's very nice to have some of these things, but also it just shows a lack of, I don't know, I'm not sure what it's a lack of, but to me it's just impossible that should happen. I thought it was a joke. No, Max didn't have a cell phone, but it's not. And it's
all right.
Not something we should deal with.
Are you finished, Carol?
No, I'm finished. I am.
Okay. Let me just, there are a number of things have been said thus far during this period. I don't know if we'll be able to address them thoroughly during this call, but to speak to one of the points that Carolyn made, which was the instructions on how the show is to run in terms of the time for the reports given by the board members and then their window to interact with each other and then listener calls. All of that was given both times to the hosts for those for the June and July show, and they even read those instructions on the air, and then they proceeded to ignore them, disregard them. I don't know if they don't have clocks in front of them or timers in front of them as they're doing this stuff, but or they get so enthralled with the reports, but they didn't stick to the time limits. So we didn't get to listener calls in both shows until, like, you know, 41, 42, which is way late. We should be starting with listener calls around the 30 mark. Now, in terms of a list of protocols to follow in case of an emergency, well, the general rule of thumb is that if there's an issue with the phones, you know, when they first go out or we're off the air, the point person to contact is immediately Grayson, and then contact management to let them know, you know, what the issue is. No one knew that the station was off the air until a caller called in and stated that. I think that was one of the last things they got on the air before the That got on after we went off the air. That was like one of the first phone calls that got on the stream because he told them, hey, you're off the air. And people were saying, no, we're on the air. Well, they were listening to the stream. That's why they were able to hear themselves. But a few people had radios and they realized, oh, yeah, the caller is right. So, but you don't know in advance, you know, that you're going to go off the air or that you are off the air until someone tells you. And in that situation, I believe Max followed, you know, the general rule of thumb. Contact Grayson, contact management. Anything more detailed than that, I guess, you know, that hasn't been...
No, Max didn't contact us.
Oh, okay.
No, because Max couldn't contact us because we had no phone.
Oh, by email.
I can't say. Right, he might have. He always contacts me by email. It's just, it's really, he might have done that, Sean. You know, he may have done that.
Okay.
But I've been trying to get an instruction booklet into Master for a long time so that we could avoid, you know, so that we could have that step by step. And, you know, especially when we moved into the new studio and we still don't have that. So I just want to briefly address one thing about the callers. I didn't, you know, one thing that sort of upset me is not what that female caller said, but the fact that it's impossible for us to have people all over the city who are calling into the radio station, A, because we have no phones. And B, because we don't have producers who would necessarily be able to take the calls and say, I'm calling right now from City Hall and there's a protest against for tenant rights and be able to ask questions. You know, I mean, you remember one time I had Maliki and John McDonough do that when I had them call in. Like, there was a protest over the bridge. But in terms of a coordination and in terms of having people on board who know how to do that, I mean, Janet, you would know how to do that. But it's a real problem. I mean, it needs a change in culture at BAI where people are going live and not worried so much about what they had planned, but go with the flow. And if the flow is that now there's a demo and the demo is at Times Square and we need to go live to that demo. And here is Jocelyn Brown, who's going to talk to us about it. And she's with Resist Fascism or whatever, you know. And then the other thing is I need some help. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm doing like all of this stuff and I don't have any assistant who could even give me a calendar and say this, that, or the other is happening. Should we cover this? You know, I just have all these random emails that I get. So it's really very difficult to be able to run a radio station that's current And also, you know, basically, it's not just a pandemic, but it's the structure and the nature of the radio station where many people only care about their own specific show.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I've said it all, and I'm on tape.
Yeah. And I agree with what you said. I agree with what you said. It's a different culture, and we don't have the mechanisms or the resources to do that now.
Right.
Well, Carolyn, if I may, in response to that, I live on the Upper West Side, and there's a web site called West Side Rag, and at the bottom of it, it says, if you have anything of interest happening in our catchment area, here's the phone number, here's the email, let us know. Well, within 5 minutes of 20 trees falling, there were photographs of fallen trees all around the area. And I think that if you had people, not stringers, but just put out a notice on the website, you know, if you are at a demonstration and you think there's something interesting, unusual, what we should report on, here's the phone number to call. We'll try to get to you if we're not on the air and alone in the studio, something like that. But there are people out there who do go to these things and would love to report. We used to have call-ins all the time, as Bob Fass will tell
right.
you. People are very happy to do
Make,
this. They just need to know that it'll be well received.
Well, that goes back to Linda's point, which is, it's a different culture. Producers are not acclimated to, you know, going with the flow and taking stuff live. They're concerned about doing what they had prepared, planned to do for their show. So it's a different culture. We have that.
And,
so,
one other thing is the fact that Reggie is not on premises and Michael is not on premises. And this has been so painful. We cannot take calls throughout the day because we do not have a delay system. So therefore we cannot take calls. We'd be in violation of, you know. So that's a big problem because to not be able to take phone calls during the day, my goodness, you know. So the only time that we can take phone calls is between 7 and 10. 10 to 12 is music every day, but from 7 to 10. So basically that's where I've tried to do that, to make these programs more interactive. But yet they are still, as we've been saying, they're set programs. So basically, you know, when she was saying, you know, we should be taking, because, you know, remember, I was with news, and I would go out to demonstration after demonstration and cover it live or come back and do produced pieces. I mean, that's my thing. That's what I know how to do, and that's what I like doing. And I don't know why I'm doing this job. But all that being said, we cannot go live, you know, from 7 a.m., I mean, or drive time. 7 a.m. we can't take calls, or 6 a.m., you know, all the way until till Max gets there. So that's really, really difficult. And where my concentration is getting is to get Johanna and her program up to par, because that's where I see that listeners are tuning in more and more. That's where our ratings are going up, and that sets the agenda for the whole day. So I'm working right now in the confines of what's possible. So I guess when a caller calls and asks for the impossible, I go, oh, you don't know.
Well, yeah. to bring this to a head, because we have other issues on the agenda to get to, I can speak to the host of the shows, of the LSB show, sticking to the schedule, because the next person up in the rotation for August is me. So you can be damned.
Right.
I am a taskmaster. I'm going to adhere strictly to the clock and enforce that. So we'll get to the listener call. People can give their reports, interact with each other, and then we take listener calls at the half-hour mark. And Basir didn't even give out the information that I gave him regarding upcoming meetings. He only gave out the upcoming LSB meeting. I gave him finance and PNB. It was up to other people to insert that, and he was saying, oh, and let me check on that. I already gave it to him. So we won't have any other issues in terms of the host for the third show, because it will be me. Okay.
Well, make sure you record that so we can use your program for the next person and say, please listen to this before you go on the air and mess up.
Can I just address one thing to the issue of not having any phones? Couldn't I mean, there are all these like big cheap phones. You hear ads for them all the time. Can't we supply all our engineers with phones for that very purpose, so that the BAI engineers can give out those phone numbers, so they are all reachable and from early morning till early morning. There should be some way for listeners to be able to contact the station, even on the matter of we can't hear you or the stream is down.
There's also a technical response to some of this. I hear other programs, other programmers, other stations saying things like, this just came into the Twitter account for the program, and then read it. And that gets around the delay question.
What do you mean by that? I'm not quite understanding. The engineer to follow a Twitter account?
Yeah, but you can't. That also speaks to whether or not people are going to come on and start reading Twitter. You know, things need to be put into context. You can't just plop something on the air. You know, you have to, like even for Reggie, I need to write out what the intro is. So he's reading specifically, Governor Cuomo today decided that schools could reopen with certain protocols in place, for example. And then he goes to the clip. You need to have something written out. You can't just put something, you can't say, Max Schlonsky on Twitter said, blah, blah, blah about Donald Trump. It doesn't make sense. So it's all part of it. But if somebody wants to take on, getting the telephones for our listeners, that would be great. The other thing, possibility, is having an answering machine that I could curate, and then take the pieces and put them on the air from that. That's another possibility. But anyway, so I'm basically up to the idea of talking about a schedule and when we're going to be doing these, and the fact that you guys want 2 hours. And I talked to Sean briefly before.
Linda, okay. Hold on. Let me get to that.
You don't want me to wrap this along?
No, well, okay. Let me get to that agenda item proper. I think we lost Carolyn. She got caught off the air, and I don't hear her responding. But hopefully she'll be able to get back on. But let me get to that item about Linda made an offer about having a rotating one-hour slot for the LSB show. For those who didn't see her email, on July 29th, she wrote, "Yes, I would prefer a one-hour
has joined.
Moving around the grid in the future. This week stands at 10 p.m. Friday, meaning the July 31st show. But with proper web presence and promos, we could use the 7 p.m. strip on various days for, say, 3 months, and then move to the 4 p.m. strip for the next three. Would that work? Regards, Linda." So how do folks feel about a one-hour slot rotating as opposed to a fixed two-hour or even a rotating two-hour slot?
I'm amending that suggestion.
Okay.
I am amending it to the following. I'm amending the LSB show to be from 8 to 10 on a different day each month. So, for example, August, I've just written it out. Hold on. August would be the 25th from 8 to 10. And then that's a Tuesday. Then we would move to Wednesday. So Wednesday would be September. Hold on, let me pull it up correctly. And I'm just like looking at this now on the schedule. So it's September 23rd from 8 to 10. And then we go to Thursday. So Thursday, we're going to October. And did I get that far as I was talking to you guys? Probably not. But that's the idea. So that you do the 2 hours. Oh, I did. I'm sorry, I did. So
okay.
So October would be, September 24th. I don't know. I really have to work it out carefully so that I don't screw anything up on Bertel's 52-week schedule. But that's the idea of it. So 8 to 10 starting in August, and then moving to, that would be the Tuesday, then moving to Wednesday in September, moving to Thursday in October, and so on.
Okay.
Giving you the ability to do a 2-hour at a time that is accessible, so we won't hear from people that, oh, I couldn't tune it, you know, and also doing the cart and putting it online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Who wants to speak to Linda's latest suggestion? I like to get on the stack. Anyone else?
Well, I want to be on the stack. I think somehow,
I don't know,
are we going to run out of
LA?
I already said I want to be on the stack. What?
Yeah, you said you want to be on the stack. That doesn't mean you get to start speaking. Wait to see how other people.
I will wait, sorry.
Okay. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Carolyn here. I don't want to be on the stack. I just want to apologize. I lost my connection in the middle of a thought.
Okay. Yeah, we figured that out. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful.
All right. So it's Janet, myself. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Yes. My feeling is we're going to have a sort of regular time slot, and I think I'm beginning to see more and more that it would be a good idea, because then it's an anchor for people to rely on. They know that somewhere every month there will be this 8 to 10 spot, and it's listenable. But I'm thinking, is there a way in here to insert? Does the LSB really have that much to talk about every month?
Yes, we do.
They do. Okay, then I take back my other thought, which was when we were considering 1 hour a week, that somewhere in there a regular report to the listener should be scheduled.
Well,
you know, I mean, we don't have that, and it's not a bad idea to have it in the same range of programming as LSB report. So, but you feel that there's enough information every month to report upon it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I haven't been there in a while. When I was there, I don't think there was anything to report in a year.
Well, things
even
have changed.
Even though we had these reports.
Things have changed.
I'm glad to hear it.
In fact, Carolyn McIntyre sent out a list of talking points for this last show to for board members to relay on the air about how productive this LSB has been and all the work it's done. So, I mean, yes, there are things to talk about. And
okay,
progress, things are happening, progress is being made. And also, in terms of management doing its report, well, that's out of the purview of this committee. That's up to management whenever they do their stuff. I don't want to entangle the two ideas.
Okay.
Management
right.
does its thing whenever they want to, but the LSB does its thing on a regular basis, and we take care of that end.
All right. Okay.
I agree with you in terms of the idea of having a regular slot in that it's 8 to 10 each month. So, but we're rotating throughout the schedule so that one month it's a Tuesday, the next month it's a Wednesday, next month it's a Thursday, and so on and so on. I like that idea. We've never done that before.
Right.
So that gives it some structure. People can mm-hmm. figure it out and kind of guess, oh, I didn't hear it this month. It could be, or it would be, most likely be this day and time, this coming month. So mm-hmm. I like that. I like that idea.
Right.
And it's not as... I didn't have a problem with 10 to 12 because we've done 10 to 12 in the past.
Right.
But 8 to 10, okay, that would satisfy people who are complaining about the lateness. And because it's rotating, it's not putting the burden on one particular show to get
right.
interrupted, you know, all the time. So it sounds like we're in agreement with this latest plan. Okay. All right. So,
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think that sounds a good plan. I don't like the different rotating days, but certainly a certain hour is probably more important. People will say, oh, you know, it's 8 o'clock, the must be a program somewhere. But that one of the things that I would like to see very much is a lot more and a lot better promotion. And on the website, people say, gee, is there, what's going on today? And when they go to the website, they would see, okay, special today, special tomorrow, here are 3 days worth of specials, and LSB committee is meeting tomorrow night, you know, or today or whatever. But right on the first screen.
That was there.
Really
that
important.
Was there. Karen,
well,
that was
then,
there.
Then it also has to be on the air. People have to say, make sure and check.
It was.
It was.
Excuse
me. We
can make slides now. Now we have control of the website. If you've noticed, the website is so much better. Bertil and I now have control. I didn't have any control over the website before.
Wonderful.
So we can put that up. Sorry. We can put that up. I know that this is public. But anyway, we can put up a slide, and it can say the LSB radio show is on. And I'm thinking the last week of every month is how to make it sort of standard. Mm-hmm. And I'm just about to send a list of the times. But that the LSB and all of that stuff that's at the bottom right, that needs to be moved up, and it should be a banner across the website. But we can only just do, you know, so much that we can do. So we're trying to alter things and improve things step by step.
Okay. All right. So thank you for that. All right. So moving ahead, choose two implementers for the third LSB show of 2020. I volunteer to do that. Who would like to join me?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Is that what we've been doing?
Yes, that's what we've been doing.
I'll do it. I will certainly do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And for those who don't know, Jen and I divvy up the amount of board members that we have to contact. So she contacts four, I contact four. So we're getting eight people at a time, so we can go through the entire rotation much more quickly than if we have one person handling eight people at one time. All right, and I will volunteer to make the card and the online announcements, which I did for the last two shows, and I will continue to do that. And in fact, Carolyn, we took your suggestion about having it put in the July newsletter, I forwarded that to you so you could see. So it was spread far and wide. It's just unfortunate.
Wonderful. Thank you.
45 minutes into the show, but okay.
You know, another possibility might be to have somewhere on the website, or if you have any questions you'd like the committee to address, the members of the LSB to address in the next meeting, here's where to mail them. Just, you know, keep it under 200 words or something. And just to get interest, so if people think that their questions may be answered, they may end up, you know, actually calling in. Just a thought.
Okay.
What's that? Say that again, Carolyn? I'm not sure I processed that.
Put a link somewhere where people will see it. And with an email address, perhaps, or someone, if you have questions you'd like the LSB to answer or address at the next meeting, which is yada, 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 send in your questions. And if we have time, we'll certainly look at it. 200 words or 150 words or less.
Oh, I think that's
questions.
A lot of words. But at a sort of LSB radio show at Gmail, something like that.
Okay, yeah, something like that, so that people, you know, have a reason to listen, and some feeling that their thoughts are being heard. I think that's really the important thing. People need to know that somebody's listening to them.
Okay. All right. Moving on, discuss the mechanics. So in terms of using Catherine's Zoom account, I think that went well. You know, the sound quality of the connection itself was all right. It's just, you know, some people have issues with their, you know, individual phones or however they were connecting. But the quality of her thing, that was fine. So I'd be in favor of us using her Zoom for the August show as well. All right. Seven, choose someone to contact interim program director regarding date of third show. Well, we already have that. We're looking at August 25th, Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. So we're set on that.
Yeah, Tuesday LSB radio show is 8:25, August 25, 8 to 10. Wednesday LSB radio show, 9:30, September 30th, 8 to 10 p.m. Thursday LSB radio show is 10:29, and I'm just doing November.
Oh,
but I will
oh,
send you
oh,
an email. Okay? Okay. I'll send you an email.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Okay. All right. And let me see. The last item is choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Okay. Well, I guess I'll do that. I've been doing it thus far.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, an idea that Linda mentioned earlier, which was to have the people who did the July show come back on and do a retake, or my suggestion of rebroadcasting an edited version of what aired. How do people feel?
What do you do with it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm here. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. How do people feel about either idea, or should we just learn from the experience and just move on? Anyone want to speak to this?
Well, I want people to hear Dee Dee. I thought she was really helpful.
You know, Dee Dee Howell?
I thought she was really helpful. And who else was on again?
There was Errol.
Errol, Dee Dee, and Jack.
William was fine. William was good, too. I mean, I thought everybody was good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't mind hearing from those board members again and letting people talk to them. I just my only question was whether or not you can have a time clock and have only 3 minutes for the listener comments and not letting them go on and on. That was
Go ahead, Janet. Go ahead.
You mean about my opinion about having them come back again? That's fine.
Yes.
To have them have another shot. They may not be available, which means we just have to go on to the you know, we'll have a different configuration of people, most likely.
Well, and maybe appoint a timekeeper, too. That would help. Appoint a timekeeper other than the...
Well, we know it's going to be Sean, so we have that under control.
When it's not Sean, shake things up just a little bit.
Okay. There's an underlying issue here in that we've never set time limits for the time that listeners can speak. We've had time limits for board members and their reports and their presentation and their interaction with each other, but we've never set that. So do we want to have, like, maybe do we want to implement something new where we would tell the host that if the caller is going more than 5 minutes, you know, that's we have to end that. But, you know, we can allow them to speak up to 5 minutes or so, or however people want to work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of minutes, Sean.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, I
do.
5 minutes is a big hunk of, it's five commercials.
You know, we have talkers who are listening in and, you know, they want to engage the board members. So, I mean, a five-minute interaction, you know, with a particular person or all of them.
Oh, you mean for the whole interaction? The whole interaction can be 5 minutes, no longer.
Yeah.
That's more manageable. That's more
manageable. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can have a 30-second, you know, buffer.
But, you know, to get back to the question of the timekeeper, takes the onus off the host of having to interrupt somebody if the timekeeper says, you know, 30 seconds left, something like that. So I'd still like to see that, you know, done as a host. And I mean that everyone except Sean would need that, but a great many people might. You know, they might appreciate not having to interrupt, but having some disembodied voice say 30 seconds or ring a bell or something. Anyway, just a thought. Yeah, 5 seconds is a long time. Maybe 2 minutes, and then at that point the host can say, you've gone over 2 minutes, but finish that thought, you know.
Well, Carolyn, we're talking about the listeners having that amount of time to interact, you know,
I think 5 minutes, well, might be a lot to offer them for, you know, just because some people really need to be briefed, and other people need to explain because they're on a roll. It's hard to say. You can only have...
Go ahead, Janet.
May I answer that issue? I think perhaps a little more interaction with the host and a little more reminder that the host needs to have a clock in front of him or a watch and to do the timekeeping, really, because to bring another personnel member in, I think, is just going to make it a harder show to, you know, to produce. And that, it seems to me, to be the job. He is the MC of the show, should be the timekeeper. He's running the show.
I mean,
just as producer.
I think that somebody needs to say, oh, and your time is up. Thank you so much for calling. Anyone want to comment? Well, we're going to move on to the next caller. I mean, there's a certain protocol that you need to keep up.
Yeah.
And so the engineer knows, because we're virtual. So the engineer has to know, you know, that somebody said, okay, we're going to move on to the next caller. You know, or do we have any other callers if somebody's not in the chat? But there's certain, you know, ways that we have to say things and then let people know to pot down, because nobody potted down those callers last time, and they went on and on and on. So that's one thing. I have a brief question, and then maybe I could leave, which is, are we doing Saturdays too? Because I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm going through November. So now I'm up to December from 8 to 10. And are we doing Saturday? I would do Saturday and Sunday as well, so that you get the whole audience. But what do you think, guys? So can you guys talk about that and let me know?
We've never done weekends, only because that's people don't find those dates attractive to do these kind of reports. They tend to prefer weekdays, Monday through Friday.
But forgetting about
participation.
Yeah, but forgetting about those people, let's think of the listeners. Wouldn't this be interesting to the listeners who subscribe to the station on the weekend and who enjoy or don't enjoy our programming on the weekend, to have this kind of thing go on? Anyway,
maybe it was trying. Doesn't sound like a terrible idea to me.
Well, I mean, it's an idea in theory, but I don't know that you're going to get board members who would be willing to do it. So that's the other side of the equation that we have to consider. If people aren't willing to do it Saturday and Sunday.
But it's not, you know, everything is virtual. Nothing is like it was. So maybe you would get more participation, and you'd certainly get different callers. Anyway, it's just food for thought. It's not till December that we have to worry about it. But you know.
Right. I was just going to say we could, you know, see how things pan out.
Let's see how they go now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's something to consider. All right. So, let me see. I think we've covered – oh, well, we didn't get resolution on having these people come back again or play the recording or just let it go. How does the body feel about that?
Is there an audio somewhere on the archive that we can direct people to?
I have the audio. My audio is better quality than what's on the archives. The archives doesn't have good quality.
Well, can't we just say if you missed the last meeting or you were – Or you're cut off because we lost the signal here, you can listen to it here, and then just go on. If it's actually an audio,
I was going to put it on the recently heard on the website, but it was so embarrassing that I didn't want to do that.
Well, that's why I was willing to. That's why I suggested that I could edit that down and then make that available. How do folks feel about that?
I'll just put it on the website.
That sounds good. And then we'll move on to the next batch of people.
Yeah, because I don't want to have the same people come back for August. I want to get a new batch of people in.
Right.
Okay.
And they may feel overwhelmed by it, too. It's not like they do this every week.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Month or ever.
Okay. All right, so that's the solution. Linda, I will edit the show that I have and – you know, take out all that technological faux pas and what have you. And it may be a little shorter than 2 hours, but all right, it's still, you know, something that you could put on the website and then we'll deal with it. And then when the next show comes on in August, I will announce for those who missed it because of the technological issues, go here and you can hear the report.
Okay.
So that's the solution.
Okay.
All right. So this is a very productive meeting. Thank you all for attending. And I am officially ending the meeting. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Okay.